Blog Talk Radio.
So we're waiting on Gloria Ballou to show up. Wait a minute, she's here. Okay, hold on. Hello, Gloria.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Okay.
My co-author is here too.
Okay. All right. This is L'Oreal Ballou. Her first book was Brianna White, which was a hit. And now she's venturing to something different. Now, before we go to you, my partner, Queen Anosha is going to read your bio. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, everyone. How was your holiday?
It was great.
How
was y'all?
Mine was good.
Okay, I'm going to read your bio. L'Oreal Ballou was born in Washington, D.C., but she was raised in Maryland. She's always had a passion for writing. She always wanted to make a difference with her writing. At the tender age of 10, she knew that she was born to write. Her debut novel, Brianna White, is impacting lives all over the world. God has anointed L'Oreal with this gift of writing, and without God in her life, she doesn't know how she would have come this far. She's writing her next book, and many more books will come from L'Oreal in the future.
Okay, L'Oreal now has ventured into young adults, and Fear Not is a young adult Christian novel. Okay, L'Oreal, you want to tell us about your collaboration with Shandria Ward?
Sandra, you can answer that.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Okay, how did you guys come to decide to write this book? How about that?
Honestly, I don't know. I think it was just something that we just kind of set out to do. Like, you know how you just, I have an idea and, okay, we should start the story off. And later on it kind of came about like, okay, well, this will actually be a good way of letting people know that, okay, whatever you're going through, don't fear what it is that, you know, the journey that God has put you on, because he's always going to be with you. So I don't think we really gave much thought until after the story was finished, and we didn't really think how deep it would be. So, I mean, you know, that's how it went about for me.
Okay. So what is, I've read the book. All right, so tell our listeners, whichever one wants to talk, about Fear Not.
Sandra?
Lori?
basically, Fear Not is about this young guy named
Derek. Okay, we can't hear you, so wherever you are, your phone, you're away from the phone, so it's not picking you up on the we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Basically, Fear Not is about this young guy named Derek Goodman, and he's scared to do what God has called him to do.
Okay. All right. So, for people that's not, God calls people to do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what did God call him to do without telling the story?
I would say God called him to be a witness.
Okay. All right, so when you guys got together and decided to write Fear Not, Did you know how you were going to do it? I mean, you both coming from two different places, probably. So,
yeah.
How did you know? How are you going to merge your different styles into one novel? How did you do it?
I would say just learning each other's writing style. Basically, because
did it take you a while?
You know, it's no, I don't. I think it's just something that kind of, you know, we kind of caught on to how we both expressed ourselves in different ways. And we kind of came about as far as, you know, learning how to work together as a team, because I might work something differently and she might work something differently. So I think it's just about respecting each other's technique and how to write a sentence or something like that.
Okay. So how long did it take you to write Fear Not?
Actually, then I want to say at least a month or two, because at the time we were writing it for someone else, so we were kind of put on a time frame.
Okay.
For when it was finished. So, but you know, that situation didn't work out. So, you know, I would say at least about 2 months. It probably really wasn't even that long, but it was. This was written back in 2011. So.
Okay. Now, how did you come up with the title, Fear Not?
I think we just, based off the story, I think he was just something like, okay, well, why don't we name it Fear Not? Because in the book he was given, God told him, what God showed him, different situations that he would be put in. And it's, you know, sometimes God tells us to do something and it's kind of like, I don't know about that, because that don't sound right or that don't look right, but...
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, God is telling us, you know, fear not, because I'm with you. I'm gonna put the words in your mouth and what to say, and I'm going to show you what to do, but don't fear what people may say about you or how they may look at you.
Okay. All right, then. Do you have the book in front of you so you can read a passage for our readers and listeners?
No, I don't. Lord, do you have one?
Mm-mm. No.
All right, we'll talk.
Okay.
No, it's easy. Okay, Derek and his mom. Now, does Derek live with his father?
No, I don't think so. I haven't read it in a long time. So, I don't think so.
He lives with his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, now, Derek is very religious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, him and his mother is. So, I like the part of how he's praying for his father to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has a gift.
Mm-hmm.
He has a gift of prophecy. Now, when you were writing that, and you did a good job on describing that gift he had. Now, is this going to be another part to this book?
Is there going to be another part to this book?
I would hope so. I feel based off my character, and I'd be in tune with my character. I just say, okay, if he starts talking again, then we're gonna write this out. But if not, there will be at least probably another story pertaining to that kind of situation. But, I mean, you know, it depends on, you know, if the readers would like a part two, hey, then we'll do a part two.
Well, the way you ended the book, you kind of leave the readers hanging. So that's why I was asking you, is it going to be a part two?
Oh, okay.
Oh. It's up to the readers.
Okay.
It's up to the readers.
So what do you have next on your, because most authors always have another book coming up. they do. What's next on your agenda?
L'Oreal? I don't have anything coming out right now, but L'Oreal does. He has a book, you know, coming out and stuff.
Well, I plan to get Breonna White. My first book isn't in paperback, so I plan to get that in paperback soon. And then maybe after that, I might have a short story coming out or a book coming out. We'll see.
Okay. All right. So, so who came up with the idea of Fear Not? Which one of you was the one that decided to write this one? Because I know you did God's Man. So.
Actually, I think that was L'Oreal who came up with that. I think I came up because God's Man, you know, I think God's Man was mostly my idea. Well, I started that one off, and then, Lori, I think you came up with
that. Okay, so you started that one off.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so we got God's Man. But now this one. So you, now are you, it seems like from what I was talking to L'Oreal, you want to go forward with doing young adults.
Yes,
I do. Okay. So now, are you in your church? Are you taking your book to the church, your church members, and seeing, you know, for the young people, and seeing what they have to, you know, are they enthusiastic about it? Are they saying anything?
Yeah, here and there. I mean, everyone in my church is small, so everyone knows, you know, I have a book out. So, you know, they'll tell their friends or whatever about it. And a lot of people like it. A lot of people like it.
Okay. But do you see where you could maybe use your book as, like, for a teaching for young people?
For, yeah.
So there could be like a young man in your church that could be like Derek. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could read your book and say, "Wow, she hit it there for me." That's what I'm thinking. I was like, you know, I was thinking it'd be for you.
I think Fear Not is one of those books because there are a lot of teenagers out here like that, but because of the world that we live in, they might get looked at like, you know, you weird or you crazy, and it's like, there's nothing weird about that. You may be different from, you know, everyone else around you, but there's nothing weird about that. You know, it's saying if God showed you something, don't worry about what other people, because people will always judge you anyway. And especially when you're growing up and you're a teenager, people are going to, you know, teenagers, they like, oh, what, you know, what kind of stuff you into? And it's like, I'm not into nothing, I'm just into God.
So what is your pastor say about your writing?
They were happy. But they were more happy than me because me, it was just like, I guess, you know, I tried not to make too big of a deal about it because I don't want to think too much about it. But, you know, to everybody else, my pastor is just like, oh, it's good that you, you know, you speaking for God and you helping out young people and, you know, actually going
through
what it is that you want to do.
two attend the same church?
Oh, no. I attend a church in Tallahassee.
And I attend church in Maryland. Yeah, so.
Okay. So did you like the ending of the book?
Ma'am. Hello.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay, I was like,
on this book, it's a very interesting concept for the young man. Do y'all personally know someone that has that type of gift?
No, I don't.
I recently found out, at least about 2 years ago, that there's a young girl in my church who actually, she kind of has a gift like that. And, you know, she's a teenager. She's a senior this year. She doesn't know that I actually wrote the book. I ain't made a big deal about it. But now when I actually think about it, I actually do know a teenager like that. And, you know, a lot of times, we hear her parents say, you can't do what everybody else do. You know, because she's been called, she has a certain assignment on her life, kind of like, you know, what Derek has on his life. So, yeah.
What's that, sure?
Well, and the reason why I ask, because writing a book like that, you kind of got to know what it really means. So have you ever, any one of you ever been told that it's possible that you have that type of calling over your lives as well?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked, because I actually have that calling on my life. I am a prophetess actually in my church. And that's why I had because to write about it, you kind of got to feel it on the inside. It's not easy to write about that.
Mm-hmm.
So in having that calling, has anyone ever told you that they wanted to work with you on it and help you learn more about it?
No. But, I mean, I'm the type, if I have a question about it, I'm going to ask. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way, because it's plenty of people like that in my church. They have classes, you know, classes like that on how to actually hear what it is that God is saying to you and learning how to, you know, discern that. Because I'm not really big on just saying, oh, hey, I mean, because to me, I don't feel like anybody should brag about it, but if that's what you are, you know, that's what God has to do when he calls you to do something. I have a question. I just feel like, okay, so what does this mean, or how should I go about this situation, you know?
It is an interesting subject, and I would think that people would want to read that to see what this young man on his journey. So keep doing it, keep going forward with it, and you know, do you think there's anything in this book that you may want to rewrite or, you know, add to it, make it longer or anything like that? Have y'all ever thought about that?
I mean, we talked about making it longer.
Yeah. Because at the time, like I said, at the time we wrote it, it was actually supposed to be a short story in a collection of other short stories with another company. So it was kind of cut short. But I believe if it was actually asked of us to be a book at that time, we would have went into more detail with the other people that were around there that God showed him. And, you know, the other characters and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because, you know, it really could be more to that story.
And it could be. And it's because it's an interesting topic, especially for young adults that are battling mm-hmm. with that guilt and don't know where to go or what to do or how to handle it, because that is a very big mantle to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it becoming even more. I would, you know, with you young ladies, I would tell you to, even though it's been out, you know, it came out in 2011, I would tell you to go ahead and start thinking of making it more, so that whoever's mm-hmm. breathing can say, you know, this is okay to have this type of gift.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being a teenager with that type of gift. And, you know, I don't want to give a lot of the book away, but, you know, being in high school and being, I guess, what people would want you to be, the jock and all of those things, but being able to continue to love God and being in high school, that is, you know, big. And this
mm-hmm,
book
yeah.
can have people say it's okay to do that. It's okay to stand out because you are peculiar
mm-hmm.
and that's how we're supposed to be.
Yeah. That is very true. You know, we're all born different anyway. So, but I think when people don't understand something, especially when it comes to something spiritual, they just kind of shut it out and they don't really deal with it. You know, so it's just kind of like, I don't want nothing to do with that. So I'm just. So, yeah, you know, we do hope that it helps somebody out there who is going through that.
Okay.
And it's kind of hard getting young adult out now with when you're on Facebook and everybody's writing street lit.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, if whatever it is that a person wants to write, that's going to be fine. But I do feel like it's too, everybody is following everybody else. And it's just like, if that's not what it is that you want to write, don't write it. Everybody don't meet the right street with it, because it's just like, now you just like the next author. You know, I just feel like you should write your own story. But I also believe
mm-hmm.
your story is gonna land in whoever lap is supposed to land in. You know.
But it's like, okay, you writing, it's only two things gonna happen. You're gonna either go to jail or you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And that's it for street lit. I mean, you're writing the same story. Everybody writing the same story. There's nothing new about it. There's nothing interesting about it.
Yeah.
It's just not. So, and that's what everybody's kind of getting to the point, like, okay, I want to read something different. So that's why I was saying yours is different than what's being offered out there. I mean, that if you go on Facebook, that's all you see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, which is a shame, because there's good authors out there that's writing really quality stuff, but they're being overlooked by, you know, half-naked women, the B-word, you know, all this disrespectful stuff. So that seems to be what everybody likes.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can tell you is you just keep writing what you, God, put on your heart to write, and don't worry about what they write.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's all about.
Eventually, theirs is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And you will still be standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, that's all I can tell you. I'm looking at it now, and I'm just looking amazed that you know, I know a lot of people out there, and they're out there and they're writing these books for 99 cents, and I'm like, okay, why?
I think everybody just wants, a lot of people just want to fit in when it comes to, you know, writing street lit. I've even heard some authors who do write street lit, the ones who've been writing for a long time, I've even heard some of them say that they're tired of seeing everybody has the same, it's like everybody has the same format. And nobody's striving to be different, and you know, it's just the best thing. Stay true.
It's
stay true to what it is.
Like, it doesn't take a lot of creative energy to do that. I mean, people think it does. It really doesn't.
Yeah, you're
really
right.
No, it doesn't. Some of, you know, a lot of titles I look at and I just, you know, me and L'Oreal had these conversations all the time. It's just a lot of titles we look at and it's just kind of like, did you put any thought into this? Or did you just, okay, I'm just going to pick out some foul words. I'm just going to put it on the cover of a book. But
yeah.
I mean, to me, I look at a lot of what it is. Okay, what is the book? What kind of story is it talking about? What are you saying in the book? And, you know, is it life-changing? Because, you know, there are a lot of people who live like that. But I think the answer is, okay, can I get out of this? Like, if I am in the streets, okay, can, you know, can you write a book and show how you actually get out of it?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Me and my partner, she writes paranormal romances. And I just write, I don't write anything that's anywhere near street lit. So I'm out of, you know, I'm out of that completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy paranormal romances. I particularly love, like, romance. That's, like, my favorite genre right there. But I also like to challenge myself in writing different. It's like, okay, well, what kind of story can I come up with this time? And, you know, and sometimes it's like, okay, this ain't going to work because I know this ain't me. So, you know. But, you know, like for L'Oreal, she's the one who actually, you know, is a voice for young people. You know,
and who did your book
lifestyle.
Cover? I love your book cover.
Brittany Williams,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, I will tell you, this the story that y'all have written isn't over. Y'all really, I think it's time for y'all to go back and look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the characters have more that they want to say, and y'all got to open up and let them say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy having you ladies again, and I know you're going to continue writing, so we'll have you again. And L'Oreal knows how to get in contact with me, but you should do, Shandria. Now, you know, you're family too, so. Let us know, and when you get the paperback out, let me know.
Okay.
Well, thank you for
having
me.
Because I think you're going to have to
do
the paperback.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed it. I'll put the show in your box tonight whenever Blog Talk uploads it, and you can share it with your friends.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for coming on Awesome Talk, and we'll see you guys again on Monday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.